Hi, welcome to another of our Coffee Time Chats, where we're joined by three guests representing Roomdex, Stay In Touch, and Zoku. In today's discussion, we talk about hotel technology, its value to hoteliers, and why there is still some resistance to get on board. We touch on the following topics: how has the pandemic influenced adoption? Has SAAS pricing reduced cost objection? Time saving is often undervalued in decision making, and fear of change or fear of missing out. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hey, so today we're joined by three guests. We have Priya, we have Niels, and we have Joss. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hi, nice to meet you. Nice to see you. Sorry.
Are you all well? Priya, you well?
Very well. Thank you, Trevor.
Good to see you again, Joss, as well. I'll just kind of tee up a little bit about the conversation, and then I'll get each of you guys to give us a little brief introduction. So obviously, we know the last 2 years has been very challenging for the hotel industry. We know technology, automation has come more to the fore probably during that time for the various reasons we're all aware of, and is likely to look to continue, we think, as we move forward and start to see some positive signs that come out. So we thought it'd be good together in one of our Coffee Time Chats to bring together a hotelier, someone from the PMS side, someone from upsell, but people that kind of get technology, hotel technology, and what the value can be, both from a hotelier perspective and from a technology company point of view. So what we'll do, before we kick into the discussion, I'll just get each of our guests to introduce themselves, and then we'll get rolling. So if we go from Priya, if you wouldn't mind just kicking us off, that would be great.
Thank you, Trevor. So hi, everyone. I'm Priya Rajamani, and I head onboarding and support for Stay In Touch globally. I've been involved with the hospitality sector first as a consumer and now as a provider of hospitality solutions for close to 2 decades now. Seems like a really long time, but I've been with Stay In Touch specifically for 8 years now. And that about sums me and what I do.
Perfect. And Niels, if I can just hand over to you for a minute.
Yes, sure. Hi, guys. My name is Niels. I'm the commercial director of Zoku. Zoku is a hybrid hotel product. We now have three open properties: Amsterdam, Vienna, and Copenhagen. And I'm here now for 2 years and responsible for all commercial activities within the whole group. And I'm now working for, I think, I was also counting, I think it's now already 16 years and I'm working in the hotel industry. So,
You've seen a bit of change then.
I've seen a bit of change, not so much change the last 2 years, but I've seen a lot already.
Perfect, great. Thank you. And Joss, over to you.
Thanks, Trevor. Yeah, my name is Joss. I am currently the CEO and co-founder at Roomdex, which is a company that focuses on automated upselling, generating quickly revenue and ROI for hotels. Prior to Roomdex, I was founder and CEO at Stay In Touch. Prior to that, I worked for 18 years at Micros, where I was responsible for the development and engineering of Micros hotel products called Opera. My time in hospitality goes back about 30 years, so I guess I'm getting really old at this point. And I also have seen quite a bit of change in those 30 years. And I guess, especially the last 2 years, although the change was maybe different, there's a lot of, people are beginning to rethink really how, I think the whole COVID thing really triggered changes into technology. So I'm looking really forward to talk a bit about that with Priya, Niels, and you, Trevor.
Perfect. Brilliant. Well, thanks again, A, for joining us, and B, for bringing your knowledge and just hearing your introductions. There's obviously a wealth of experience there, both from a hotel perspective, but also an understanding of the technology and as you all highlighted, the changes that we've seen in the last couple of years. So just throwing out a headline kind of question, first of all, picking up on that point, it's changed a lot in the last 2 years. But again, I think is the transition to technology being forced by the pandemic or genuinely, when you're looking about the value add of technology, what have you seen about some of the biggest changes in the last couple of years and that you see going forward? Again, just a headline statement because we'll dig into some of the detail, but just your overall general thought of what has changed and how you see that continuing going forward and how that will be of value to hoteliers. Don't mind, who wants to take that on first? Anyone can jump in.
Well, I would love to start, Trevor. I don't think it really changed because of the pandemic. I think it accelerated a little bit more. Because I think a lot of, also before the pandemic, we as hoteliers were looking at systems to get these things more automated and to get more out of your short-term opportunities. Mm-hmm. If you see during the pandemic, what we have seen, of course, we in the hotel industry, we have seen a lot of people go.
Yeah.
So we are now looking to see, okay, how can we do with some clever systems, some clever software, do the same with less people, mm-hmm. because we cannot find them anymore. Mm-hmm. But also, what I think is even more important, especially what we have seen the last 2 years, let's say the window of opportunity is not a year anymore.
Yeah.
Well, at least now, you know, let's hope that will change also in the next coming months. But what we now have seen that if you look in Europe, for example, the winter is kind of our months that we cannot do anything.
Yeah.
So you need to maximize all the opportunities in a very short period, and that's where software becomes a very important topic as well.
No, that makes sense. Makes sense. Who else wants to jump in on that?
I agree completely with Niels. You know, there was a hunger for change in technology in the hospitality sector already. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about systems being outdated, having kind of overhead costs that were limiting, wherein you couldn't change technology for over 20 years just because you're stuck with those servers where you needed return on investment and things like that. So there was conversation already in terms of how do we play catch up and how do we get there? And then we had, you know, new providers like Stay In Touch who came into the market, who kind of made the transition more seamless, got onto the cloud, leveraged some of those technology platforms that were there already that brings that change into that business. And then the pandemic happened, which it doesn't sound right to say so, it did work in our favor because it started looking towards such, cloud solutions, providers that bring in mobility, providers that bring in contactless solutions, all of that, which kind of forced their hand to seriously consider the change and make it happen.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And Jos, your angle on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would agree with Niels and also Priya. I think that the COVID pandemic has kind of accelerated a lot of the trends that were already in motion. If I look back, let's say the last 10 years, 10 years ago, when I was still at Micros, where most of the applications were still installed on site in the basement of a hotel, that is, you know, over the last, the reason why Stay In Touch was founded and started is to kind of end that by providing cloud applications. I think what's also over the last 10 years became more important is mobility. Mm-hmm. Everybody now has a cell phone. There was not really any technology 10 years ago that could handle that properly for a hotel. Companies like Stay In Touch, but now also other PMSs have definitely reacted on that prior to the pandemic already. But I think specifically one of the, you know, the things that accelerated technology is the mobility because of the need for contactless check-in to contactless check-out. All of those things have definitely helped PMS providers to accelerate and have, you know, I think in many ways record years of business over the last 12 months. So it looks to me like that's a very good sign that hotels are really taking the time to invest, even though in this hard time, and many hotels still have a hard time. There's also ones that are doing extremely well. And I'm in California right now, where it seems to be business is doing sometimes even better than it did same time last year. Wow. But overall, I would agree that the pandemic has accelerated technology quite a bit. People are, you know, prior last 10 years, were looking for ease of use, cloud applications. And now they're really looking for easy to integrate. They're looking for automation. And I think, you know, I think one of the topics we'll be talking about today on this call is the integration between, for example, Stay In Touch, Roomdex, which is benefited by Zoku. Mm-hmm. That kind of has provided quite a bit of automation. So, Yeah, I think things have changed quite a bit for the better. And, you know, to kind of say what Priya said, you know, it's kind of, it's not good to say that COVID has helped a lot of that automation, but I think long-term it will be a good thing that hotels implement more of that, because then they can spend more time, more real time with their guests rather than having to do all that administrative work for the guests.
Yeah, I think, as you say, it's hard with all that's gone on and the difficulties that people have faced to be trying to find someone that's gained out of it. But I think there is also an honesty that, you know, out of this situation, often you find out of great challenges come opportunities as well. And certainly for technology companies that have been able to get in and hotels that are looking to find ways of becoming more efficient. I think you're right. I think the word accelerated is probably better than suddenly everybody woke up to the value of technology. Just thinking about the acceleration and the adoption of technology. And I think, Priya, you may have alluded to this a little bit when you were talking about how, you know, we move from old legacy systems with servers to cloud-based solutions, and maybe that process was already underway. But what do you guys see in terms of, there still feels a sense of, reluctance is the wrong word, but resistance or challenges towards hotels making this move across and adopting the technology. What are your three different perspectives on the challenges that exist? What are maybe some of the factors that hinder hoteliers from making that step across?
I'll go first. Mm-hmm. I think change in general faces resistance, right? I mean, you're used to doing things a certain way, and changing onto different things, automatically there is a resistance that is inherent in change. Mm-hmm. But more so, I think with hoteliers, there has, using legacy platforms, there's been this sense of control, wherein they control everything. They control which room gets assigned, they control, you know, which guest gets which email, etc. So it comes from a place where they are in control of their inventory. They have full visibility of how that room is going to get allocated to which guest. They decide which VIP it goes to. And then suddenly you have a disrupting technology which says, look, I'm going to, you know, look at the algorithm, the inbuilt mechanism to tell you which guest and assign it for you and check them in as well. So you don't have visibility on that process. So I think that brings in a little bit of trepidation, and that whole change in concept of how they used to handle it before and how they handle it now, and letting go of that control and trusting the system, mm-hmm. Takes some time. But the proof is in the pudding. And once you see it, then you see it working well. And that's when you make that transition happen. So I think traditionally what we found is that whole, hey, we'll auto check in, we will auto assign, all of that comes with a little bit of resistance as well, because they don't see and get to control it. But then we're seeing that change as well. Now there's more requirement for automation. So yeah.
Understand. What other perspectives, guys?
Well, if I can jump on this, I think Priya is spot on, especially if you look at the old days, and I can recall a meeting that I had a couple of years ago with one of my GMs who was also working on a new system when it comes to automation, and I was, but how do I make sure that Mr. Janssen goes to room 343 like he always has? And then that stopped the whole discussion back then. So, I think you have a fair point. But I also think, if I look from my perspective, and I think we are a group who are really looking into new ways of working, into new systems, in an ever more than if you look at your average chain hotel, so to say. What I have experienced, and there's sometimes where I'm a little bit more reluctant, is that there are so many providers who say they have the best solution and everything works and it's compatible with this and compatible with that. And then the moment you start really dig into, then there are some things that are not really working that well. Mm. And I think if I look from my side, and especially that's also now, because we are not really in a place that we can just, okay, let's go to a new system. We need to be honest about that. So that we are really careful, that we really want to be sure that everything is working as it should be.
That makes sense. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the reasons why maybe people are not necessarily converting or moving to the latest technology today is probably also the uncertainty. You know, to Neil's point, I of course sell everything works, it's perfect, and it's awesome. Like every other vendor does. And, you know, if I compare, for example, my competitors, and I compare their website to mine, then they do the same that I do, maybe even better. But I know it's not necessarily true. So that requires definitely people to look a bit deeper, maybe to check with an existing customer of the vendor that you're planning on buying. To do that, that takes time. Time is hard because hotels don't have a lot of staff necessarily all the time. And you know, especially in December when I was trying to get some deals closed in Europe, I had them almost, and then people start locking down again, and then everybody starts saying, well, let's just wait a few, a month or two until this, just want to see where it goes. So uncertainty is still an open issue. But for those that are willing and looking forward, which I think you need to do as a hotel manager or any, also as a vendor, basically, this is a good time to make a change. And I've said this in previous webinars that I did. The advantage that hoteliers have today is that they can buy software as a service, so they don't have to spend, $30,000 to $50,000 anymore to get a new system in place up front. They can just spend, let's say $500 to $1,000 a month to get a new system going that helps them. Or you know, some of these vendors offer trials like we do of 1 or 2 months to see if it works for them. And so they can basically see, to Pia's point, they can prove it, see if the proof is in the pudding, they can see whether it does what it needs to do. So I think, there's a lot of control, as Priya mentioned, from the hotel side that is starting to loosen up a little bit. Hotels are more open to that. I mean, I think I've stayed at a Neil's hotel, the Zoku hotels, many times. It's a very different hotel concept than the regular hotel concept. You have, you don't really have a front desk agent. You really have we call it a sidekick. You have a person that walks around and can help you if you need some help with check-in, but you can really do it yourself. Or if you want to have a coffee, it's the same person you're talking to. So it's a much more, it's a much, much more inviting experience because there's also no front desk in between both parties. So their control is definitely loosening up, I think. And we see that also with other hotels where people are willing to let go of, rate pricing. RoomNet, for example, does all the pricing automatically, whereas most of our competitors do it manually. And because, hotels are used to that, they say, well, but I want to be able to control the price. Well, I say, well, we do that for you and you can see it for a few weeks. If you like it, you keep doing it, or you make an adjustment to what we call the yield range.
So that's almost back to Priya's point about having that control. Yeah.
And another point there is I think it's also to the vendor side. When I started my career, which is a long time ago, but if I go back like 15 years to connect, let's say a PMS system to a third party system, let's just say an upsell system, that would be two vendors that had to have difficult conversations with each other. The vendor had to give approval, the PMS vendor wants to get money for that connection, all that stuff. All of that goes into a very controlled process. Whereas now, if I look, for example, at the way Stay in Touch allows us to connect, it's basically, technically it's Neil's providing a confirmation to Stay in Touch. Is this vendor going to be used by you? Neil says yes. And, 5 minutes later, we have the API key from the Stay in Touch PMS, and we are connected and we can start doing our work. That's a vast difference in control from where it was 5 or 10 years ago. And that, I think, by itself will really help hotels to get new things fast and little effort and at a very, very affordable price, basically.
Yeah, help that adoption. Got a couple of other quick questions on that. But any other comments to jump in on what Joss or any of you guys know? So with it changing, or with the option of the SAAS, has cost? So I guess there's two aspects for me that I'm always thinking about in terms of the perceived cost, and then also who is the actual decision maker? because I guess you may have a situation where you've got a general manager who might be a bit more tech savvy and maybe wants to adopt technology, but further up in the process, there may be someone that's not quite as au fait or wants that control element. So picking up on the cost bit first, has SAAS changed that whole calculation now and the ability to just trial something, proof in the pudding, has that taken away one of those big concerns? Niels, maybe you want to comment on that from a...
No, I think that's a really big change. You know, I'm happy that I'm in an environment and my two co-founders are really, you know, willing to try new things out. So therefore I have a lot of room to look at new opportunities. But what was just was referring to be able to do a pilot for 3, 4 to 5 months without having to invest in a lot of cost that you need to go to a new server. You know, if you stay in touch, is where we're now working. But if you look at some really, you know, other ones, that you need to sign contracts for 10, 20 years. That's really difficult. And that was also very nice with Jos. You know, Jos, I think he was not lost someone, but someone before he came to us with room decks, and we started as a pilot to say, let's see how it works. And of course, if you become a pilot hotel, you also need to give feedback and try to get the product up and running as well. But as of day one, it really helped for us. So therefore we thought, okay, let's move on. You know, it's working. It's fully automated. I can and when it comes to cost, I almost say, well, I can save also someone in reservations because I don't need to do it manually anymore. And I get a nice return on investment from it. So let's go. And also we added then the other hotels as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. And on that cost point, Jos, Priya, what are your thoughts on that?
Sorry, I'll go. What we are seeing from customers in the market space is a little bit of a difference in how they were initially handling their tech stack. I think initially everything was in-house and they had these large teams of people that were managing all of it. And what I'm seeing more and more is that they're asking for automation. They're asking for integrated platforms that they don't have to manage but are able to outsource to the different SaaS providers, or alternatively even have external consultant or whose expertise is managing certain things. They're not being local and in-house anymore, except for the really large chains that can afford that kind of investment. They are more and more is being outsourced, more and more is relying on technology providers to actually carry the bulk of that maintenance, upgrades, enhancements, all of that's going back onto the provider rather than having to manage it locally by the hotels or by the organizations themselves. Sure. So that's definitely an ask. You know, they come to us saying, can you tell us what are the cloud providers that you're integrated with? You know, the moment you mention that, there is a local implementation, people are hesitating. They don't want that extra maintenance anymore.
Mm-hmm. And Jos, from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, and like I said earlier, I think SaaS has brought a wealth of opportunity to hotels and to vendors because there's a lot less investment to do up front also for vendors. You know, building a new software is a much easier, well, not easier, but it's a much more affordable opportunity than it was 10, 15 years ago. And I think everybody is benefiting from that. But I think in addition to, and what SaaS also brings, especially if your hotel stack is entirely on the cloud, is the ease integration. As I mentioned earlier, which is usually also now a free value proposition for the hotelier, which I think is really key because that removes the burden of, I want to try this thing for free, but the PMS wants first a couple $1,000s before you can do that. So that's all gone. And I think there is no, in my opinion, of course, I can't see in the balance of a hotel, there is no financial roadblock anymore to try out new things or to move to a new thing. Now, I mean, if you want to move to a new PMS, it's a bit more, difficult, not difficult, but it takes a bit more time because
more complex,
the PMS, it's more complex. PMS is still the core of the hotel and it has many things attached, so you have to put everything in line. But even that, I think it's a much better value proposition to do that now than it was 10 years ago. And most importantly, it can also, or more importantly, it can also be done all remotely. And especially during COVID, I think lots of software vendors have helped hotels to get to a new system without actually setting a foot on site.
No, that makes sense. And in terms of just kind of pivoting a little bit then from maybe some of the resistance or maybe perceived reluctance to change and actually now looking a bit more at the value for having the technology. Niels, maybe from your perspective from a hotelier would be really interesting because I guess value gained can be quantified in many different ways and many different functions of the hotel. So could you give us a little bit of an insight from a hotelier's point of view, why the adoption of that, the kind of the PMS, the room deck solution, cloud-based solutions, how those things, where you see the value, headline values are to a hotelier?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's not only... There are many different things because, you know, first of all, what do you want? You want to make sure you get as much of revenue as possible out of a certain period, certain hotel or whatsoever. So that's so, and therefore you need your system to work properly. That's number one. And of course, it's not only in getting the highest ADRs, but also to make sure that your cost of sale is as low as possible. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a smart cloud-based system, which it's really easy to use and also does a lot of automation themselves, then you have less cost, additional cost for your staff, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's number one. But also what is really important is when it comes to about review scores and about how guests and outside the outside world looks at your property and your brand. And if you have clever systems that of course, it's not, for example, RoomDex is a different system, but it has the complete look and feel a guest has no idea that it comes from an extra vendor.
A different product, yeah.
And then they don't have the feeling that it's something else.
They feel like they've moved away from your site and booking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's also a really important part of it.
And what about in terms of from, because that leads into the whole guest experience. And we're looking here broader than just the PMS and we're looking at technology generally. But the guest experience is a massive part and is going to be probably even more crucial going forward, isn't it? And that's got to be a big area for technology and automation to help.
Exactly. Guest experience is really an important topic, and that's one of the reasons why within Zoku we have our own brand innovation team, mm-hmm. who is really looking at our guest experience from a day-to-day level. You know, when we, for example, think of a new promotional package to support Valentine's Day, for example, we're also going to create the complete guest experience for these guests, because that's really where you can make the difference, and technology can really support herein as well.
No, that makes sense. And finally, interesting your perspective as well. Sometimes it's hard to quantify time, but I would assume that. You know, the technology, the ease of technology, Jos, you mentioned earlier on about the mobility, being able to access this through tablets, through mobiles, the ease of implementation. What's that I mean, you can't quantify it necessarily, but what value does time and saving of time have?
No, it's huge. It's a very important topic because, like I was saying earlier, if you look at how difficult it is to find staff nowadays, then it's really, really helpful that you have technology who can support you to have less time needed to make that, for example, those reservations. You know, if my people can spend more time towards guests, you know, then your guest experience, your brand awareness will increase. With that as well, that's also very important.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. Priya, sorry, Josh, do you want to just say something?
Yeah, I want to add on to that. I think the time, you know, it's maybe hard to quantify, but let's just say that you have a few software solutions that automate a few tasks. You know, Priya was mentioning room assignment, you know, check in, check out. All these things are like cumbersome tasks that are pretty simple, manual, but they take, you know, depending on the size of the hotel, they take time. Now, if you just have a few applications and each application saves you, I don't know, an hour or so a day, then very easily you have gained, an 8-hour job or daily basis in a hotel, in which you can either, you know, save on your balance sheet, or you can reapply that time to what Niels mentioned, to really serve the guest. And I think, you know, that's where benefits can create it. You know, software solutions preaching that they enhance the guest experience, it's very difficult to prove that, but I would almost guarantee that things that are automated and are, you know, put in the face of the guest are, you know, especially on the cell phone these days, are liked by guests. They like to learn what's going on. They like to be able to check in. They like to be able to buy an early arrival without having to ask somebody to do so. So I think it does enhance the guest experience in a very nice way. And I think if I just give one example, you know, as you guys know, we upsell early arrival and late departure as one of our offerings. And especially around early arrival, there's a lot of reluctance in hotels, especially in the beginning, because it goes back to the control Pia mentioned earlier and the room assignment. Mm-hmm. Hotels, hoteliers or people at the front desk or operations don't realize that there is mostly always rooms available to do an early arrival upsell. Right. So they don't do it or they limit it. But guests on the other side love being able to spend some money on guaranteeing the room early. You know, I went to Holland last month, arrived in Amsterdam on the 16th at 7 in the morning. And, you know, being able to go to a room at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. when you get from the airport to the hotel and get into the room is just that's just heaven. Everybody wants that. Everybody
pays for that.
Everybody pays for that. So I think finding the real balance between operational efficiency and giving the guests what they really want is key, and technology definitely helps with that. For sure.
Priya, I just want to pick up, you said something earlier on, and I want to link that into this current conversation around kind of cost and time. And you were talking about, you touched on kind of implementation. Also, I know one of the big areas for you is kind of about onboarding. And I guess this fits in with the hotelier as well. And back to your point, Niels, that you bring on a new member of staff, you need them to get up to speed very quickly. Time spent training and getting them onboarding is a cost to a hotel. Priya, can you, because I know that's an area for you that is big, and that is a hard to quantify value for a hotel. Can you talk to that a little bit for us?
Absolutely. And I think it ties into what both Neil and Jos mentioned. There is an ongoing supply shortage of skilled people and people that we want to employ at the front desk or at other hotel operational areas. And what that essentially means is that time for onboarding new staff members needs to be short, because they're basically picking up the slack. They're, you know, just coming in and having to get started immediately. Having a system that allows you to do that quickly, speedily, be able to understand what's on your screen is intuitive. You can read and understand rather than having to memorize codes and short keys and all of that, really, really helps in that process. What we've had to do to kind of, you know, keep up with the times is be able to provide a learning management platform that's completely online and that's available to you at your, at your time of access. So we are seeing, it's not only in the hotel space, we are seeing consumers in general, you and I are more comfortable with the online space. We order everything online, we book everything online, we look at reviews online before we book anything. You know, we're looking at, sad to say, but we've got our phone on us 24/7. And so we obviously want to be able to give that ease of access to our customers as well. So having an onboarding platform that allows you to look at your learning videos on the go, you know, maybe when you're commuting, maybe when you've got some spare time, it doesn't have to be in that hour that I've scheduled with you. Of course, it's a hybrid solution for hoteliers that want that classroom. We do that. But we also give the opportunity that for people who want to see it at their will, they can. So we've made a lot of this possible through these solutions that I was speaking of. So now, to Yoss's point, over last year, we had 90% of our deployments all done remotely. And it was one, it was the need of the hours, simply because there were so many travel restrictions in place and, you know, people were not comfortable traveling and all of that. But also the fact that you could do it successfully. You were able to dial in remotely. You were able to give them that ease of learning, giving them that platform where you can certify them, you can assess them, give them the training material and all of that. So, it kind of worked both ways.
Yeah, that makes sense. And Niels, from your perspective, from a hotelier, from an onboarding an implementation perspective, what value does that have, having something that's cloud-based, intuitive?
Well, what you say was spot on. You know, it's so nice that it don't take 2 weeks of training to get a system completely known. It's kind of a plug and play. And what the nice thing is, when it comes to a cloud service, it can be accessible everywhere. So it's not necessarily needed to be at the location. So especially, you know, nowadays that people are sometimes need to be stuck into quarantine or are not able to come somewhere, you know, we can do it everywhere. We log in, you know, as long as you have Wi-Fi, you can do basically everything.
No, that makes sense. And Yoss, any final kind of comments around that, please?
Yeah, I mean, at Roomdeks, our goal is really to enable and onboard a hotel in 30 minutes to an hour and a half at the most, which we can achieve really when the cloud, when the PMS is in the cloud and when the hotel is prepared. And when I mean prepared is when the person that does it on the hotel side knows the room categories, understands the hotel to set up what they want to sell. But because we build in a lot of automation, the onboarding is a very fast and simple thing. And once it's live, our key is to ensure that the hotel doesn't really have to do anything other than counting the beans that we generate for the hotel.
That makes sense. So we've spoken about saving, you know, cost savings. We've spoken a bit about time savings. We've spoken about some efficiencies and the value of the cloud. You mentioned something earlier on, Niels, when I asked about the value, and you spoke about increasing revenue. I'd like to kind of dive a little bit more into that, because obviously, as we start to hopefully begin to open up again and we start to get guests back, not only are we trying to generate that revenue, but the additional revenue, and that's where obviously the upselling with the Roomdeks piece comes in as well. Can you just talk to us about how technology, anyone here, can jump in, but how you see the technology helps in that revenue generation process?
Well, I think technology is key in this whole process. Of course, you know, back in the days, we trained our front office people that when someone came in, that we immediately tried to book a restaurant or to try to upsell a higher category and things like that. But now, you know, with a system like Roomdeks, for example, it's so nice that a person books that room and immediately within a certain period of time, he or she gets upsell possibilities. You know, for example, what Jos was referring to, the whole early check-in. Mm-hmm. When that's for a hotel possible, that automatically these emails can go out, and that you can get the extra revenue. Because otherwise, people will just maybe come in at 10 o'clock in the morning anyhow, and then when the room is available, then they might just have it for nothing.
That makes sense.
I think technology is key to really make this work.
Priya, Jos? Yeah.
I think also technology allows hotels to send proactively messages to guests, so make guests aware of what's available. You know, often the guest may not realize that he can get into a big, nicer room for a small amount of money, or that he can arrive early confirmed, or, you know, or buy breakfast, or these kind of things. You know, if you think about breakfast, for example, you know, it's kind of known that it's somewhat on the expensive side in hotels. So if the guest arrives at the hotel and sees a Starbucks around the corner, it's very likely that the next morning he'll get his breakfast or her breakfast at Starbucks rather than at the hotel. However, if the guest has received a nice email a day or two before that states, hey, for you, we have breakfast in the hotel, they may have already purchased it at that time and then eliminating at least Starbucks for breakfast and have it in the hotel. So it's, I think that's a lot of around awareness, because ultimately guests want to be convenient. You know, they want to be able to have a good time when they go to a hotel. And the minute as they get close to starting to go to the hotel to travel, they get more excited. They get more, there are more, you know, their spending controls loosen up a little bit. At least mine do, but I think many guests have that. They want to have a good time. So I'm working out. I'm doing a good job. I'm going to give myself this breakfast. I'm going to give myself this upgrade. That's just it's a natural thing that happens. But if you don't mention it to the guests, then they don't know. And then they just go to the standard room.
That makes sense. And Priya?
And technology really is one of the few things, especially with a smartphone today, that can really help hotels bringing that information to the guest.
That makes sense. Priya?
What I'd like to add to that is I think technology makes that whole experience seamless for the guest. Mm-hmm. And what it allows the staff to do is basically offer more by doing less. And just case in point is, you know, the integration that we have with RoomDex, where it's relying on data and doing this intelligent messaging to get that email in the hands of the customer to be able to book a breakfast without the staff having to do anything. So which means it kind of gets you that revenue without you having to put in that effort of monitoring how many arrivals do you have, how many breakfasts do you have, and all of the above. So I think it kind of goes, makes seamless delivery possible, giving a better guest experience and enabling that whole back end to happen without staff intervention. And which I think overall, whether it's cost cutting or through extra revenue generation, results in that the end dollars.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, I think we've covered a lot of the areas that we had kind of planned to around the value of technology for hoteliers. One bit I do just want to pick up on and just get almost a final comment from you guys, if I can. And it was something you mentioned, Priya, which is about this fear of change and the letting go, trusting technology and not doing something manually. Just general thoughts, comments, throwing in. It may be a fear, but is it a genuine fear? Is there an issue people need to be worried about, or is it one of those things where it's like you just got to jump in because the value of doing it is greater than the hesitation around it?
I would definitely say that the value of doing it is greater than the hesitation, but obviously I'm the vendor. I speak from a different perspective.
You also probably say the same as well.
I have another one. You'll speak first, but I have another one. There's also another fear, but I'll talk about it in a second.
Go on then, Priya. You were saying, go.
Right. But I think ultimately it boils down to being able to show them the statistics and to show them that result, right? Mm-hmm. When you show them that they're able to, you know, get that training time limited, when you can show them that the front desk agent is already onboarded, when you can show them that that extra revenue is coming in through your upsells, give them that evidence, that fear goes away. But then also when you see the general market moving in that situation, you know, it's like when we used to rely on travel agents to make bookings for us and didn't do the booking online till we realized that booking online is so easy. And then everybody switched. It's that same concept. It's just that it's a different technology and it's a different space, but it's the same concept. And you can already see the shift happening. So sooner or later, everybody is going to, you know, get in line.
No, that makes sense. Yossi, you want to just carry on from, as you had an extra point to throw in there?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, there's the fear of, you know, the fear of change, but there's also the fear of being left out. So mm-hmm. In other words, what happens eventually if all the hotels around you are making changes and you don't, then you're ultimately, you become old and you become forgotten. And then, you know, things like that had happened with lots of technologies, like BlackBerry doesn't exist anymore. They didn't want to change to a keyboard. Blockbuster doesn't exist anymore. They didn't want to change to uploading or downloading videos. And, you know, remember, not that long ago, there was a Blockbuster, at least in the US video store, on every corner of the street, and everybody was using Blackberries. So if hotels don't change, they may be left out at some point, and that's not good either.
No, good point. And Niels, final thought from you on this
one. I completely, no. I agree on I think both points from Priya and Jos, of course. I think for us it's you rather, I think especially in this fast moving world where a lot of things change, you need to try things out. And it really helps, let's say me in my role, if vendors like what Priya was saying, that they also can come with the evidence, and with all how easy things can now be implemented, it is less, you know, dangerous, or there is less fear to try out new things. You know, we always can do it for 4 months, and if not working out, then yeah, what if you? That's also the question a lot of hoteliers need to ask. So what if it's not working out? And what if you just keep on doing the same? Yeah, probably nothing happens. Yeah, so why not try it?
Yeah. And I think, as you said, because it's so much easier now, and the commitment isn't quite as great as it used to be, both in terms of contract time, both in terms of the cost. A lot of the technology will let you try before you buy as well. So there is almost a question of, so, well, why aren't you giving it a go? I guess is maybe the other question. Why not? I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that makes perfect sense. Brilliant. Well, look, as I say, it's covered everything that I had down here that I wanted to ask you all. But I'm quite happy to open the floor to any final kind of comments or points or anything that you want to say. If anyone's got anything that we haven't covered yet.
I could say a quick thing. I mean, I think, everybody's now, the times are still very uncertain, but there's also, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, I think. I think for hotels and vendors as well, like, you know, making sure that we provide good SaaS-driven open API and easy to integrate solutions is key. Hotels should be looking into that. And, you know, to Niels' earlier points, if you're not sure, ask for proof or ask for a free trial, or, you know, check with one of your colleagues that uses that technology before you convert. And then I think things will go well. Now is a good time, in my opinion, to make changes, because business is not fully uploaded again. And vendors are also probably eager and willing to help both, you know, commercially and in time to make that work. So I think now is a good time to look at your technology stack and update it.
No, that makes sense. Any final thoughts, Priya, from your side?
You know, just that the market around us is changing really, really rapidly. The staffing environment around us is changing really, really rapidly. So it's definitely time to look at your tech stack and see what are the areas for improvement. And vendors like us are here to really help make that change and transition as smooth as possible for you. So I would agree with what Jos mentioned. If you're not already looking at it, this is a good time to do so. Simply because we are looking at light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
We are looking at business ramping up pretty rapidly. It is time to kind of make that, we know that travel is changing. We know that kind of profile of customers that is going to travel, what travel means for them, it's not going to be what it was before the pandemic. So we need to make that leap in our tech stack to combat that change. And now is as good a time as any.
Yeah, brilliant. Super. If that's it from you guys, then finally for me, just thank you for finding the time. I know we're all very busy, but really grateful for you to join us. I think there was, from my perspective, lots of really interesting points, and I hope those that listen on our podcast or watch this video will also gain some interesting insights as well. So thank you once again. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you
much. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Jos, Niels and Priya for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. We value your input and we're happy to follow up with our guests. Also, if there are any topics that particularly interest you, or if there are any specific guests you would like to hear from, please do let us know. You can reach us via our social channels
or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. That's insights at revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. And if you do watch it on YouTube, it would be great if you would consider subscribing, or at least just give that thumbs up icon a quick click for us. It really helps out the channel, which helps us to help others. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.